With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school baseball, we're joined now by a head coach of the Newton High School baseball team, Colton Major, here following an 8-4 win over Pella Christian to open up the season, or open up our season on the airwaves, I should say, for Newton baseball. Coach Major, appreciate the time and a great win here against Pella Christian to wrap up the week, heading into a pair of big games later on this or upcoming this week. But overall, just your thoughts on the way your squad battled tonight in a very, very tight game for a majority of the time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a great game by our guys to kind of cap off a good competitive week of baseball. All five of our games this week were fairly close, specifically tonight with the Pella Christian game. Yeah, it was a battle the whole time, but we kept the pressure on, and then there, I think it was the end of the fifth or sixth inning. Which one?
Sixth inning.
Yeah, sixth inning. The tide finally broke in our favor. But no, the guys battled to keep us in the game all the way throughout, filling up the strike zone with Creighton Andrew, support with defensive support back behind him. And then we had a really good double by Wormiger to help tie the game somewhere around there in the middle. And then we really felt the tide kind of turned when Drew Bauer, he entered into the game and then had a bunt to a safety squeeze is what it was, a bunt to score a run at the time to give us a lead 4-3. And that's really when we felt the tide turn in our favor. And then we just kept the momentum going, guys supporting each other. Really a good team effort win there. I'm sure you went through the box score. A lot of guys getting on, getting around. It's good stuff.
Absolutely. And just looking at the box score here too, I mean, you know, you had the contributions. You had six hits in the contest. Millheiser, Andrew, Cade Bauer, Wormiger, Lehrman, and Drew Bauer, as you mentioned, all with base knocks in there. But it wasn't just those contributions as well. Gabe Otto, he was the guy I picked as the player of the game for you guys. He didn't record a single hit tonight, but he reaches on two walks. He had, I think, the biggest walk of the game to start off that rally there in the sixth inning. And I want to highlight that walk in particular because it highlighted the theme, I felt like, for your team where you really made Pella Christian's pitchers work. I think back to early in the game, you know, Creighton Andrew drew a long at-bat walk there in the first inning. I believe it was Lehrman in the second inning did the same. You know, those long at-bats, you really made Pella Christian's pitchers work to get strikes tonight.
No, totally. They fought very well with two strikes, and ultimately that leads to those walks as that guy has to keep throwing pitches, keep throwing them in the zone. It's hard to do in high school especially. It's hard to do to continually put that ball in the strike zone, pitch over pitch over pitch, when we're fighting off all their best pitches. And then, some of those walks for a pitcher is kind of more demoralizing than had even Otto just, you know, pushed one through the infield. Pitcher kind of be like, oh, yeah, whatever. He got lucky there. Whereas then when Otto works and earns that walk, the pitcher kind of takes it on himself. I don't know how old that pitcher was, but that can kind of play into the in our favor as well. When they kind of started hanging their heads a little bit, we could just jump right on that. But yeah, we were very good with two strikes tonight, which to your point led to led to some quality and key walks, which were then those guys came around with some base hits later on. But
yeah, and talking about the pitching, you talked about those guys kind of filling up the zone too. I mean, they only gave up six hits. It was Creighton Andrew and Gabe Otto, and that gave up all six of those hits in six innings there. It was just a couple of well-placed balls by the Eagles that scored some runs there. But you just look at what your pitchers did. They only issued the four walks, the four runs there. Those were really kind of the ones that hurt when the Eagles were able to draw some of those walks. But overall, very strong efforts from, you know, a group there. And then even by, I'm going to highlight Landry Rausch, who had come out of the game there and been sitting for a little while and then gets called upon when, unfortunately, Skylar Millheiser has to come out of the game there in the seventh, and he pitches strong to be able to finish off the win for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's great to see. And that's not easy to do at all, especially Landry. He started the game, and then we put Drew in for him. They knew what the game plan was going into the game, but it's still hard to do where you're playing, as a sophomore, like high school varsity baseball, And then you're on the bench, probably think that he's done for the night, and all of a sudden he's in on the mound in the top of the seventh inning, and he was able to come right in and throw strikes and trust the defense, and it's really the name of the game. So especially with our pitchers trying to not walk batters, you know, make the other team earn everything, it's a simple game when it comes down to that, filling up the zone and then trusting your defense. Make them get 2-3 hits in an inning to score a run versus – you know, one walk, they move them over to second, and then it's one base hit can score a run, like to manufacture runs that way. Then on the flip side, obviously, that's what we're trying to do as well. Like, it is hard to, you know, get 3 hits in a row in an inning. So anyway, we can manufacture, but our pitchers did a fairly good job. Obviously, room for improvement as well, but no, especially Landry to be able to come in there in the end, that's not easy to do. That's tough. High stakes situation there.
Absolutely. And before we conclude this keep too, just want to check in on it. Skyler Millhiser there, he played very solid behind the plate, goes out there. It was felt like he was pitching pretty well, and unfortunately just looked like maybe a little bit of discomfort there on the mound or something like that. I don't want speculation or anything like that, but just check it in, making sure he's going to be good to go for later on in the year, and just check it in and make sure where his status is here following that seventh inning.
So, yeah, the idea was, when Skyler came in the seventh, for him to close out the game, middle of a batter, he felt the pop in his elbow. He kind of took the walk around the mound. I immediately knew in my stomach. I was like, oh, no. But all we can do right now is just let the doctors do their thing and let us know the situation of Skyler. He has aspirations after Newton baseball, so we'll be having to play it by ear there, where if he's able to come back this year, great. If it's the worst-case scenario, he may be able to DH up until his surgery. But you know, it, at the same time, maybe it's just a strain and he's back a few weeks later. 18-year-old kid, like, felt the pop in the elbow. It's scary, but all we can do is wait and see what's to come out of it. That was part of the message of the team tonight, though, is like, regardless what happens with Skyler, like, he is our senior leader. There's no, doubts about that, but, he is not himself Newton baseball. It's us collectively all competing. Skyler doesn't win games by himself. He's our leadoff hitter. He's our senior catcher, but we have very capable and quality guys behind him that we'll just have to lean on them a little bit more to step up and kind of see who rises to the occasion, who rises to the moment. Again, given if it's all the worst case scenario, but high hopes for Skyler to come back. We'll just play it by ear. We'll see what it is.
Well, we're sending him well wishes and hope that he'll be ready to go here later in the season for Newton. But looking ahead at what the Cardinals got, it's a showdown with Pella. Not going to be easy. A team that they are coming off of a really good season last year. I know that they're maybe down a man here early in the season as well when it comes to like the pitching, but never going to be an easy task when you see the Dutch on the schedule there. When you look at that matchup and what you guys are wanting to do to start off next week strong so that you can get that second, third week of the season here underway on the right note, what are you looking for going into that matchup against Pella on Monday?
What are we looking for? Hopefully to win a game or two, obviously. But more specifically, like that was the message of the team is, hey, today, Friday, Pella Christian, Monday, Pella. So, Newton-Pella rivalry, like lean right into that. You got to go play the games. You got to go compete with everything you have. You know, Monday has not been played yet. Pella has not won any games yet. They very much are going to have to go win the game versus us. We're not just going to give it to them. We'll have a lot of our pitchers back, so we fully expect to be competitive and try to take a game or two from them. Conference play, we'll be ready to go.
Absolutely. Coach Major, appreciate the time. Congratulations on an 8-4 win here over Pella Christian on Friday night, and best of luck here in the coming weeks.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That was Colton Major, head coach of the Newton baseball team, powered by Hy-Vee.